Here we go. A little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, boys and girls, I like to start this week's show off. DA, you're a married man.
I am.
And DTA, you and I are the only ones that are single. The only difference is that you have a sign outside your property and mine is just okay sitting there alone, dank smelling and not on the market.
You got some dank?
Right.
So I'm going to start the show off with something that I completely ripped off from AK-47, which she most likely ripped off from someone else. Because of the COVID-19 thing, there's a lot of single people out there that need some new pickup lines that are in with the times. You know what I'm saying, boys?
Ooh. No.
All right.
I smell a list coming.
Oh, it is a list. I'm glad you are excited for the list. All right. DTA, these are for you and me. Doug, you can't practice any of these. You're married.
Why? I can still use them on my wife.
Not my fault. You already got her.
I can still use them on my wife. So? You have to work in keeping them, Corey.
All right. Well, then maybe you can take a couple of these, but I don't think they're going to work to your benefit, quite honestly.
Well, I'll see about that.
COVID-19 pickup lines, if you will. If COVID-19 doesn't take you out, can I?
Ooh.
Yeah, boys.
Not going to use that one.
I'll try this one. Is that hand sanitizer in your pocket? Or start that over. Take two.
While you're single, keep going.
It's all about delivery.
You gotta deliver. You could say anything, but you gotta deliver it right.
I'm gonna try it again.
Try this one. This is not even COVID. This is just it's proof that it's all about delivery. Hey, girl. You wanna get pizza and have sex? Oh, what's the matter? You don't like pizza?
See, DTA goes right for the gold medal. I'm just trying to pray for bronze.
Yeah, I dig that.
COVID-19 pickup lines for all you single people out there. Is that hand sanitizer in your pocket? Or are you just happy to be within 6 feet of me?
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
COVID-19 pickup lines, ladies and gentlemen. Since all the public libraries are closed, I'm checking you out instead.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, okay.
You can't spell virus without you and I.
Oh, so I can totally use these.
Heck yeah.
Baby, do you need toilet paper? Because I can be your prince. Charmin. No DA. No
next.
DA. Yeah, no. Yeah. Head shaking works real good on radio. All right. Hey, I saw you from across the bar. Stay there.
Now, was that one a pickup line?
Yeah.
That one ain't no pickup line. I see you from across the bar.
Yes, it is.
There.
I stole it from AK-47.
Six feet, bro.
COVID-19 pickup lines. Without you, my life is as empty as a supermarket shelf.
Ooh.
Right?
I like that.
Hey, babe. Can I Uber Eats you a drink?
Oh!
Yes, that one was good. Nodding works for radio, Corey.
No, it
doesn't.
That one was good. No, it doesn't. All right. You can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T.
That one's too in depth.
No, it's not, because you can't spell it without U-R-A-Q-T. You can't. Take those letters out. You know what you got, D.A.?
What you got?
You got Safalapa.
I'm too slow. I'm going to check that later.
You got the flim dip the flur.
You got the Safalapa. All right. COVID-19 pickup lines. Baby, I really can't stay because it's COVID outside.
Ah, that one.
Oh, because it's cold. It's
COVID outside.
Yeah, you weren't even paying attention, A-Face.
I really can't stay. Baby, it's COVID outside.
So those, I directly ripped those off from AK-47's Instagram. She put those up on her Instagram page, and I'm just like, I left her a comment. I said, you are going to hear these on the next show because they were that funny.
Do we have to send royalty checks or no?
No, nah, but we do have to send royalty toilet paper.
See, that was good.
Yeah, that
one roll.
Cause she's on a roll.
Sure, I'm just saying.
You can say no, D.T.A.
I was just saying one roll because of the royalties.
Oh, I get it. No, not much.
I don't
start the show.
I don't get it.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Yeah, that was hot.
Yeah, I felt the need to write this song about the problem we're having in our town. Listen, don't let the corona get on ya. Mm-hmm. Don't let the corona get on ya. Uh-huh. You gotta do the best you can. Make sure you wash your hands, and then don't let corona get on ya. Starlight echoes, help me say, say don't yes, don't let corona get on ya. I said don't let corona get on ya. Well, you gotta do the best you can. Make sure you wash your hands. Cheer on, don't let corona get on you. Now listen at this here. I may not work for the government. I may not have a doctor's degree, but this here is common sense. When you cough and when you sneeze, cover your mouth and put it in your sleeve. That will help the rest of us from catching the corona disease. Oh, don't let corona get on you. It's a serious thing, y'all. Don't let corona get on you. Well, you gotta do the best you can. Yeah. Watch your hands and don't let the corona get on you. What I want y'all to do, keep it away.
Your head clapping is so out of sync.
I don't
feel it's out of sync in my head.
Sneezing on top of me. Coughing all in the air. Acting like you just don't care. Keep it away from me. I've got a can of Lysol. I've got a bottle of Pine-Sol. Said I'm gonna keep it under lock. Even got a bottle of rocks. You gonna keep it away from me. Watch your run, I don't want it. I don't need it. Watch Hanky Dina. Keep it away from me. Yes, God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Shanky Dina.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Shank you, Jesus. Actually, hey. He says, shank you, Gina. Dude.
Hey, that was good. You took it to church.
I tripped over that. That took me back to my old school gospel quartet days.
Yeah, that was good.
Shank you, Gina.
Hey, Mega Church is about to steal that.
I'm going to put that up on our Facebook page. That was a YouTube video that's had like over 2 million hits. It's hilarious.
Oh, I thought that was you.
No, why would you think that was me?
Because it was very talented.
Yeah, it sounds like something you could do.
Well, I take that as a compliment and an insult.
It's a compliment, not an insult.
How is it an insult?
This is a one time that
you
DA compliments you.
Like, the one time.
Thank you, DA. Write that time down, DTay. 11:05.
27:17.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. That's Daniel DTay Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D, will hopefully be joining us shortly. I am Corey Blaze.
Yeah,
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our YouTube Live, on the Podbean Live app, or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We read and respond to your comments even after the show. And let me mention something to you, boys and girls. Now that you're working from home, your job's dress code does not apply. So why not work in a comfortable Fat Guy Radio Show hoodie? Available now at Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. T-shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts, all starting at $18.99. While you're working through your day, you might want to work up a thirst. Don't tempt yourself with more eating by visiting the kitchen for something to drink every half hour. Why not fill up your Fat Guy Radio Show aluminum water bottle? And or start your work day from home with a hot, steamy cup of mud in your new Fat Guy Radio Show coffee mug or camper mug. Water and coffee, not on your go-to list? Then enjoy some sweet tea in your new Fat Guy Radio Show mason jar. Enjoy the creature comforts of working from home unrestricted by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/store. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store now with more, and we thank you. Ha!
Mud,
that's another word for coffees.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I've never heard mud.
You never heard coffee referred to as mud?
Never.
Really?
If I've ever heard coffee referred to as mud, I ain't drinking it.
Nah. Because huh. I like my coffee a lot of cream, a lot of sugar.
And I like my coffee black.
Like mud.
Yeah.
But mud. I'd never heard it referred to as mud.
Must be an old timers thing. I've called a cup of mud, cup of Joe.
Mud is the color of Corey's skin.
You know what, DA?
he heard that, but he didn't hear
the compliment.
Yeah.
See, when I refer to coffee, I say, hey, can you go ahead and give me a cup of my soul? And they say, oh, black? Got it.
Your soul is not black.
Do you ever say
You're
a
right.
Cup of
it's
Joe?
My heart.
Do you ever say a cup of Joe?
Yes. Never say a cup of Joe because I just want to hear a single. I want to know. That's it. I don't want anything else. I want to know what makes you smile.
And I ain't trying to get no cup of no other man.
Exactly.
Why not?
Can I get a cup of Christine, please?
For real, right? Well, boys, as we know, COVID-19 is running rampant all over the place. We're going to do our best not to do a show that's all about that. We got that out of our system last week. Now there's some problems that are coming on. Because one thing that everybody's been asking themselves or probably looking for some type of escape from everything that's going on. And I'm setting something up here, gentlemen. So we are engulfed in like the worst pandemic in history. So a distraction comes along. And that distraction just happens to be a gay polygamous gun-toting tiger breeder, a non-convicted husband-murdering 70s hippie woman who fed her dead husband, her dead rich husband, to a tiger.
Allegedly.
A pothead meth addict suicide, a one-tooth shirtless straight guy who's married to a guy, incinerated alligators, and a Las Vegas broke millionaire. I'm talking about the Tiger King. D-A, D-T-A, are you in? Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
No, I'm all the way in.
On the Tiger King?
I am all the way out.
Look, I didn't believe the hype at first, but then I started getting into it. Yo, Joe Exotic is that dude. If I was gay, that would be my favorite character ever. I would mold my life after him.
Whatever image pops into your head when someone says Joe Exotic, that's exactly what he is.
I just see...
I know exactly what he is. I've seen videos on YouTube of Joe Exotic before the Tiger King even came out.
Did you see the video where he was mad that he couldn't use the N-word? He's
saying N-word. Yes, I've seen this stuff. My thing is, I believe I said it on this show multiple times. I hate following the trends. I hate that when I try to get my N64 set back up, everything was super expensive because all of a sudden retro games are in the inn. And I'm like, wow, okay. And now this show, I was into Game of Thrones before Game of Thrones was even like all into it.
Hey, not to cut you off.
Go ahead, cut me off.
What's the word, Corey, that you call the people with the man buns that he has and that wear like the jeans rolled up and they drink coffee outside of like the coffee shops that aren't Starbucks and stuff? What do you call those?
I don't know. Hippies.
Not, you know what I'm talking about. What am I talking about, DT?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Trendsetters?
No, not trendsetters. Don't make me Google it.
I don't. I know what you're going at, but I can't put my finger on it.
Well, he's 100% that. Continue, DT. I'll remember what it's called.
What, hipsters?
Hipster, there you go.
Hipsters.
You're a hipster, bro.
How am I a hipster?
I was into N64s back in 1998 when they came out, and now people like them. I had to throw mine away. Ugh.
No, it's not that I had to throw mine away. It's I just don't like being in the trend when the trend is the trend.
Okay.
I will watch Tiger King 3 years from now when everyone's done and forgot about it.
And when we don't want to talk about it anymore.
Exactly. Because I don't like to conversate anyway.
DT, I'm normally with you. We share in that thought where I don't like to you basically drink the Kool-Aid, but everywhere I turned this last week, it was in my face. It was so much in my face, and I got so I bought in and undid my Netflix cancellation just to be able to do it. Because if you remember, I canceled Netflix 2 years ago.
I see that. And Corey, you are a damn fool for doing that. And here's the reason.
Ooh,
Tiger King.
So.
Tiger King has been on the lips of everyone and so like entranced into this Tiger King phase. I know the whole documentary without watching a single episode.
I'm sorry, the whole what?
Documentary.
Documentary, ladies and gentlemen.
Documentary. That's some black stuff. Documentary,
yeah.
I have a frog on my throat.
That's up there with an amylance.
An axe. I got an axe of a question. Yeah. Axe.
Documentary.
Shake your Gina.
You're welcome, Bobby.
Well, don't spoil it because I'm on the last two episodes.
Yeah,
well,
don't spoil it either because I got one episode left.
And
what is it, like eight episodes?
I don't think Carol Baskins fed her husband to the tigers. I don't think so.
She did something. She did something to that man.
I think he moved, just got out and moved to Costa Rica with his other lady.
No.
And he took some money with him. He didn't want to give money to his other family.
Dude, you look into that woman's dead, soulless eyes. She killed that man. And her eyes just say what that type of person that is so unremorseful.
Uh-huh.
That's her. There's no way she didn't kill that man.
As we slow zoom into your eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I believe she killed her husband because all you got to do for a tiger to eat a human, it's slathering like olive oil or some stuff like that.
Or sardine oil.
Yeah, sardine oil. Yeah, because that's what...
that's what she said. I don't even know how to make a tiger eat somebody. You'd have to slather them up in something they want to eat, like sardine oil or something.
Yeah, because Crazy Joe, what was his name? What was the boy's name again? What's the Tiger King's name?
Joe Exotic.
So Joe Exotic, when he started to, you know, go down the mental slope of craziness even further than he already was.
He was already down that slope.
He claimed that someone had put perfume on his shoes that made the tiger want to eat him. And then you got a husband killer coming on and saying that perfume doesn't make a tiger want to eat you. It makes a tiger just want to drool on you. Well, you know, where's the drool coming from? Behind their teeth. That's exactly eating you.
Exactly.
So Lindsay McDonald off the YouTube said, yes, she did, Doug. And AK-47 helped me out, calling you a hipster indeed. But here's why I don't think she did it. I don't think she did it because the husband wanted to disappear. If you heard the friend allude to it, he was saying, hey, I got something that's going on. If it works, I'm out of here. Meaning, I think he wanted to fake his death. And I think Carol Baskin is just more than likely in it on with him. He gave up the Tiger Empire to her because he was going to create it in Costa Rica. He's probably down there with Tupac.
Oh, there you go. All I know is any man named Joe Executor deserves to get a tiger salivating over him.
Let me ask you,
who doesn't like eggs on a tree?
Exactly. How come I knew that the meth head young buff dude, he just had suicide written on his face the moment we met him in the documentary.
That took me for a curve.
That didn't. Yeah. Is it wrong of me?
Yes. Don't even say yes.
Is it wrong of me that I was hoping that the hit was going to get carried out? Is that wrong?
I haven't gone that far for the hit on Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
See, I mean, why you ruin everything for him and Joel Excalibur?
See, but here's the thing. he was low-key putting a hit on her, like $10,000 for anybody that got information on this bitch. Yeah. This bitch Carol Baskin. Like, he was doing everything so loose. And I'm going to be honest, all of this seems fake. Fake as hell. It feels like a reality show.
It does seem like, but dude, he was filming a reality show. So all of the footage that they used to put this together, it just, I kind of see where you're coming from, DA, because it kind of seemed a little too over the top.
But
when you think about certain depths and communities down there in the Oka, they got some cray-crays out there.
But I'm kind of with DA on this, because how real is this? How much can you believe a man named Joe Exuberant? Like, what are we doing here? Wasn't there a rap video at one point?
The rap video?
Yeah, didn't Joe have like a rap video?
Yeah, he has like 20 country music songs.
There you go.
I would love to hear a rap video with him saying the N-word, though. And as far as the studio blowing up and all the footage getting gone, right?
Uh-huh.
How the hell did they already have the footage that they were showing then, if it wasn't backed up anywhere?
That's a very good question. I think that the reality TV show producer's footage was in there. And then all the footage that Netflix was using was stuff that Joe captured
and posted himself on his YouTube.
I don't know. That's a very good point. Maybe everything didn't get ruined because there was, you know, a lot of footage that was there. I don't know. That's a very good question, dear.
But Joe blew that place up. He killed them. Yeah. He killed them gators.
Gators.
Yeah, Joe Elefante did all that.
Elefante.
Joe Jonas and all his brothers just didn't like tigers. I don't understand.
Did you see OJ Simpson's Twitter video?
No.
Nah.
Oh my goodness.
What did he say?
Carol Baskin, she killed her husband.
Oh,
he would know.
Everybody in the comments said, finally an expert on the situation.
So on that note, we got to come up on a break.
All right, we got to take a break here. All right, thank you, D-Tay. All right, so the Tiger King, I'm drinking the juice, man. I'm all in. I hate that I'm all in, but I am. And I'm actually looking forward to finishing it. I got one more episode.
I got two.
I'm a little ashamed of myself, D-Tay, and don't judge me. Don't at me, bruh.
Hey, I'm judging.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, folks. And on the other side of this, with this pandemic crap that's going on right now, I got some questions for some celebrities. Uh-oh. Some questions for some celebrities here. And will somebody please jump into the text group and help Little D? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Walmart, good Lord, I left that banner up through that whole segment. Walmart has grocery pickup and delivery service. It's the easiest process. You can start through the Walmart banner on our website, search for the items you want, select a pickup date and time, pull up, and with the new no-contact protocols for your safety, your items are placed right in your trunk. You don't even have to sign for your receipt any longer. They sign it in your stead, right there in front of you. You never have to leave your car or go into the store. It's not just groceries. Anything you need or want from Walmart can be picked up or delivered to your door. All you got to do is start at FatGuyRadioShow.com through the Walmart banner, and we thank you. Welcome back to the Shuddy Whoa Whoa Whoa. We're trying our best to get a little deconnected on the other side, and it's just something that we go through every week now that we're all doing the show remotely from our own.
Well, this is the third time, man. Lil D strikes me as the one that looks at his phone like, how do I get to my emails?
I love him to death, and I don't want to throw him under the bus, but we literally, literally worked on this for 3 hours on Tuesday. 3 hours on Tuesday.
This week?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeez.
Tuesday.
Getting him set up.
How do I open my phone? Like, it's like I press the button, it comes on, but
it goes off.
Like, what do I do?
It's like a black mirror.
I'm putting my phone down because I can't do it and run the show at the same time.
I can.
So, all right. So, boys. We just played a COVID-19 message that the National Association for Broadcasters sent us to play during our show because they want every radio station, and we were testing it before the show. And D-Tay, you mentioned that you've been hearing that same commercial on like all radio broadcasts that you listen to.
Yep.
So we're doing our part in spreading the word, because even with the reach that we have, we could get the word out to someone that may not be getting it. I mean, folks, there's still people out there that just don't get it.
My last day at work, it was like March 12th, maybe.
Yeah.
I seen a guy walk out the stall of the restroom and just walk out.
Bro, I see that all the time at my job.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And this is like the height of the pandemic. We're about to close the next day, and he still wasn't washing his hands.
So we're doing our part. So we have, you know, I don't want to say a small reach because I don't want to downplay. All right. It seems like Lil D has joined us. Lil D, I'll connect you on the Skype here in just a second. Hopefully you got that up and ready to go.
Skype? What Skype? I'm in the studio.
We're not in the studio. So we have, you know, there are lots of lots of artists and celebrities out there that are doing their part. Don't you think they're doing their part to kind of spread the word or give some type of level of comfort?
If by spread the word and give some level of comfort, you mean not wear makeup, then yes.
Well, they're out there acknowledging that something is going on. They're using their platform.
It's kind of hard to ignore that something's going on. I don't need a celebrity to tell me that.
Well, but here's the point that I'm trying to make, though.
We'll make this point.
You have celebrities that have a reach.
Okay.
That may be able to reach someone that may not be able to be reached for some odd reason. Mm-hmm. Someone that goes through their whole and that just follows celebrities and loves celebrities, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you say Beyonce is a pretty big celebrity and she has a pretty nice following?
Beyonce is probably one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
According to Forbes, they would agree.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I did a little research, boys, and just to give you some statistics here, Beyonce has 144 million Instagram followers.
Woo!
15.5 million Twitter followers.
That's okay. It.
And 60,946,836 Facebook followers.
Facebook
followers.
Okay.
I was perusing all of her social media. Mm-hmm. Not one thing about the coronavirus, washing your hands, staying home, or doing anything to prevent the spread of this disease.
So what I'm hearing is that we're going to do a show to help take people's minds off of this pandemic because they get it from everywhere. Mm. And on this show of us taking people's mind off the pandemic because they're getting it everywhere, you're going to bash one celebrity for not telling people about the coronavirus and helping stop it.
Calm down, DC. Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them, DC.
All right. So, DT, you enjoyed that moment?
I'm just messing with you.
I know. Yes,
he was not. No, he was serious. And I'm backing him. I'm doubling down, actually. What can Beyonce say? Beyonce is going to say, wash your hands. And what? The old coal miner that's not washing his hands going to say, you know what, baby? Maybe Beyonce's right. Maybe I am going to wash my hands. Or the one hairdresser. You know what Beyonce said? Wash your hands. I'm going to wash my hands. No, Corey Blaze. That's not how it happens.
It's not Beyonce. You boobs. I'm gonna break. The point that I'm trying to make is the fact that she has an enormous platform to echo the sentiment that everybody else is echoing at least once. And she and none of her social media platforms have said anything about it. I think she should at least
here's a double standard.
Something or at least participate in one of these fundraisers. She's been silent.
Well, here's the double standard with that. When it comes to this kind of stuff, we're like, yes, why are celebrities using their platform and everything? But then when it comes to like political views or like different like widespread political stuff or any kind of social injustice that goes on and then celebrities co-sign on that, they get ridiculed and say, stay in your lane, stick to playing basketball, stick to singing. Look pretty, get in the movies and act. We don't want to talk to you about our personal feelings. So where's the balance?
Those people that judge them when it comes to issues of injustice, DT, those are people with an agenda. There is no agenda with telling people to wash your hands and stay home when sick.
But Corey, the people who need to be told to wash their hands are already sick in the head. The fact that you went your whole life and had to have a pandemic to inform you to wash your hands. If
and
you were not washing
your tell you?
Yeah, if you weren't washing your hands prior to this, you are a nasty SOB. I'm sorry. Hands down.
So I agree. It's not just the Beyoncé's. And I don't want the beehive coming at me thinking that I'm just going for Beyonce. Taylor Swift, 8.5 million Twitter followers, 100. Okay, DT, you clearly have an agenda.
Well, I'm just saying, but Taylor Swift also gave money out to people affected by coronavirus.
I was going to get to that. If you could hold pants.
I'm sorry. I didn't read the show notes.
Can you
I'm
put it in your today. Pants just for a minute? Thank you.
Sorry about
you
that.
You don't want to take it out when I beg you to take it out, but then you take it out when you don't need to. Little D, say something so I can see how bad your audio is.
Yeah, I hear echoing.
You did something wrong after the 3 hours we spent on Tuesday. And I'm taking out my frustration on DT on you.
Hey, can you take out some on me? Because I'm perusing Gavin DeGraw's social media. And oh, my. He ain't posted one damn thing about the fire. Actually, he did post one thing. He said, sorry, y'all. I haven't released music. I'm too busy worrying about me and my family. Holla at me later.
He has posted support on his Instagram stories.
Thing that disappears after 24 hours.
Yeah,
so if I was in the hospital for a day and I said, oh, I need some inspiration, let me go on Gavin DeGraw's page, I can show up a minute late and I won't have that inspiration because he's selfish.
So who's to say the Beyonce has, have you been checking her social media every day?
Yes.
What about Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes.
Since it stopped.
You don't think I do my research before I bring something up on this show? I do my thorough research.
And you're on everybody's social media. I do believe it.
I do my thorough research to prove to you that this ain't happened. My point is that these are the most influential people in the world, and they would have some influence with maybe people that just not, maybe it's not just people that haven't gotten the message, but if they see that someone with the influence, like a Beyonce, like a Taylor Swift, if someone saw them putting some credence behind it, they may take it a little more seriously. That's all the point that I'm trying to make.
Lindsay McDonald off of the YouTube Live says, Beyonce hasn't posted much on her social media for a while anyway.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to challenge that because her last post, which was just a few days ago, was promoting her CBS Morning. That's not her.
And then she also said, amen to that. No one should have to tell you to wash your hands. And then AK-47 came out of right field and said, yo, is that a white tiger in the back of Lil D? Lil D Exotic?
DA. Yeah. Thank you for taking the comments and railroading the show off of it. I'm already fighting uphill here. So let me ask you this. I will give credit to celebrities that have come out and shown support and actually have not only given messages of encouragement to sick people and doctors and messages of telling people to wash their hands and stay home when they're sick, basically giving credence to this thing. Because when you watch old Slewfoot Orange Face there in the White House on TV, a lot of people don't take him seriously. So when you hear one of your favorite celebrities say something, that may give it a little credence. Remember, DA, we're talking about people that ate Tide Pods and have put Tiger King at the top of the list on Netflix. And Lil D has his own tiger that he bought from Joe Exotic.
But just to let you know, too, you don't know what Beyonce is doing. She could be in Houston right now in churches washing people's hands for them. You don't know. You can't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Just because it's not on social media doesn't mean she's not doing it.
Y'all want to see what my left hand doing right now?
No, we don't, no. Lil D. Uh-oh. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. With your shirt halfway off. All right, so I will
show my logo.
I will give credit to this.
Change your shirt. You don't own any other shirts?
He's at home and he doesn't change his shirt.
I just got home and I try to come upstairs to get to the show.
Yeah, we don't care. Stopping the show once again. Here's the credit to the celebrities. Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Justin Bieber. Dr. Phil McGraw. Who I never thought I'd ever mention on this show, but Dr. Phil McGraw. And how does that make you
Gavin
feel?
Gavin DeGraw's daddy.
See, the coronavirus.
I hate you, Doug.
The coronavirus is like a Hawaiian t-shirt that no one wants to wear.
Mm-hmm. Oprah. Of course, Oprah's out front there. I hate to say it because I'm not a fan of his, and DA is going to judge me for this.
Kevin Hart.
No, Tyler Perry.
You kind of look like Tyler Perry.
You can kiss my Tyler Perry.
hey, put on a dress. Let me see.
I've worn a dress in front of you before.
Hey, don't tell everybody that secret.
Did you feel it? Like from top?
It moved a little. No, Tyler Perry did that thing on Instagram where he started singing. He's got the whole world in his hands. And then all those huge celebrities joined in and recorded a verse. And then someone took all of those Insta stories and meld them together. And it was amazing. And when you get to the Fantasia part, I dare you to listen to it and not fall out under the power of God.
Corey, can I just say this, bro? I am a God-fearing man.
I don't
Jesus
believe that.
Is my savior.
You don't even call me Reverend.
And I will say this with all the love in my heart. If they're looking for celebrities to tell them to wash their hands, maybe them leaving and letting the other our race evolve even more to get rid of what's it called? What's the Darwin thing? Selective survival of the fittest, something like that. Like,
yeah, it's
selective something. If they need help surviving, they should just go, and it's better for the human race.
It's but, this. I understand what you're saying, but it's not them telling them to start to do something. It's them giving credence and giving validity to what
natural
selection.
It's them giving validity.
Shut up, little dude.
He on a 25-second delay.
Yeah, delay.
Thank you, Lizzie McDonald, off the YouTube live natural selection.
So it's not about them giving instructions to people that don't hear it. It's them giving validity to what the talking heads in the suits are saying. Because these
so
young
people
are
saying I should breathe.
These young people.
People are saying I should drink water.
You don't believe that there are people out there that hang on every word of these celebrities?
Let them die.
No. Another celebrity that I got to give credit to, Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, I like her.
Elton John.
Oh, I like her too.
I hate to say it, Lizzo.
Oh, that's because she's fat. They're always telling people to wash their hands because they know how nasty they are.
Yeah, you got
to
get that chicken grease off somehow.
Exactly.
Another one is Demi Lovato.
Well, that's because she's a drug addict.
Alicia Keys.
Wash your needles after. Actually, don't even wash the needle. Just use a new needle.
Alicia Keys is only doing that to like persuade people that she's not a homewrecker. But we know what happened.
Oh, yeah, we do. Alicia Keys and unfortunately... Mariah Carey.
That's because she can't sing no more.
She can't sing no more, bro.
She can lip sing.
She's trying to stay relevant, so she's trying to be on the positive side of this instead of being on the negative side, because if she doesn't, she's irrelevant and we'll forget about her. The only thing that keeps Mariah Carey around is the fact that she has sex with Nick Cannon and has two twins.
You sound like a straight hater.
That seeing DT move really slow but talk fast at the same time.
No, we're ignoring that.
Yeah, but you are the one that stops the show to bring up the technical issues of us doing this show from four different cities right now, Lil D.
I know that. I just wanted to see if my computer is slow because I can't hear much.
No, your computer is slow, but it ain't got nothing to do with DT.
Oh, if somebody's computer sounds like a jet.
No,
that is Lil D's.
Lil D, what you're experiencing is a pep cat.
It sounds like a jet.
That's an acronym. Problem exists between keyboard and chair.
And on that note, we're up on a break.
All right, we're going to take a break right here with a little bit of Toxic.
Did you get that from Joe Exotic, a pep cat?
No, I
meant that's my old pep cat.
I wrote that a lot. I love you, little bro, but you dumb as hell sometimes. All right, so we're going to take a little break right here, folks. And on the other side of this, a little bit more fun or thrills. I want to know, boys. Oh, wait, never mind. Oh, wait, no. I got you. I got two things that I want to bring up to you. One, essential businesses now that Arizona's locked down. And number two, an overzealous grocery store worker when I went to pick up my groceries the other day.
Oh, shopping in your car?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, darling. You won't believe what I saw on the anti-highway this week. There's this brand new store that I wanted to tell you about. It's these podcasters out in Arizona. They've got these adorable shirts. Honey, you've got to... Why aren't you answering your phone? I know you love t-shirts, and there's so many and so many designs. Oh my God, it's to die for, darling. You've got to go check these out. You've go over to this website here. Let me get my glasses. Yes, you go over to this website. It's fatguyradioshow.com/store. That slash thing that you've got to do to get to before you type store. You go on there. They've got these darling shit. I mean, they're just absolutely fabulous, honey. You've got to check these out. I know you like to wear shirts because it's illegal to walk around the city with no shirt on. Unless it's that weird day where it's like the people in the underwear riding the subway. It's not oppressive. I don't like it myself. Honey, I've got myself about 4, 5, 6, 9 of these shirts from this adorable podcast out in Arizona. You gotta check these out. Give me a call as soon as you get this. Call me as soon as you get this. These shirts are amazing. The Fat Guy Radio Show.com/store. Oh, yes. And I think Bernie's cheating on ya, but I don't want to be that person.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany. It's another Wacky and Zany Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Looking for something to do while at home? Now is the time to paint that feature wall you've been thinking of, or update that bathroom or powder room, or maybe switch out those curtains for those new electronic Wi-Fi shade systems. Home Depot has got everything you need to complete your home projects. At HomeDepot.com, there are even project ideas. No worries about going to the Home Depot with their free delivery, no matter how large or how small. Or you can select to pick up your items from the Home Depot locker. Select your preference at checkout when you shop Home Depot through the Home Depot banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Welcome back to the Shuddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. For those of you that are just joining us, either live on YouTube or live on the Podbean app, hello to Hot Mama and what? Soup. That are joining us on the Podbean live app. And hello to all of our YouTube streamers as well. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. All right, boys. So you know that I do the food delivery pickup thing, right?
You yeah. do a lot of it, probably.
Thank you very much, D.A. I appreciate that. Glad you're here.
It's very good.
Your chair goes down without you pushing the button. Keep going.
I hate you so much, which is really sad because I switched chairs here because for those of you that don't know, I still have to be at the Starship Enterprise here in Studio G, unfortunately, while DT, DA, and Little D get to be in Wackville, also known as their bedrooms.
Well, technically, yeah, I'll go with it.
Thank you. So, I do grocery pickup. I order groceries online. Well, you know, I explained my system last week where I have groceries on like 3 different websites, and whoever has the most available, that's who I order.
I picture they would do the Joe Exotic system for you. They just go to all the Walmarts, pick up all the old meat, and just dump it, and you can just make some meat pizzas.
And that meat did look pretty good. Joe Exotic, he should have went out of the zoo business and into the barbecue business. Ew. That's what I, you know, so ain't nothing like some good Oklahoma backwoods hillbilly swamp barbecue.
Well, you see, all that meat, if your credit card declined, you got to put that meat back. So I sent my boys in there with faulty credit cards, and we just pick up the meat in the back.
So I go pick up some groceries the other day, pull up into the spot, and I'll leave the store nameless. If you're following me on Instagram, you know what store I'm talking about.
I don't follow you on Instagram.
Thank you, DA. Appreciate it.
I don't even have Instagram.
You don't, and that explains a lot. So I go to the grocery store, pull up into the spot, call the number, and I see the little, you know, waited about 10 minutes. I will say this, it was not Walmart.
Okay.
And that was my first mistake.
Yep. Mm.
So sitting there, waited for maybe about 5-6 minutes for him from the pull the groceries out. He pulls the groceries out, stops the cart at the back of my car. Trunk was popped. All he had to do was just lift it up a little bit. And he walks up, probably about 6 feet away from my front door, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "You mind if I come a little closer?"
I like where this is going.
No, it's not. I was like, okay, number one, I'm in my car.
Was the zipper open?
Like, you don't know how to take compliments, man. He's saying he wants to get closer to you. He's just kidding.
No,
just zipper- to get close to you.
You
It don't work when we're in four different area codes trying to sing together, boys. just let DT have that moment and then we'll dub it in later. Yeah. So he asked me if he could come closer and I'm like, no. I was trying not to say WTF to him, so I was gonna be cordial, but I went to a grocery store, detail you may be familiar with, that North Phoenix has, you know, pockets of ghetto areas.
Food City. Mm-hmm.
Food City does not have food pickup.
You would know. I trust you.
You tried it already.
Hey, DA, is your Skype link working?
Yeah, why?
All right. So the...
We're going to have to edit that out, and I have to beat cheeks after the show.
Yeah. You don't do edits anyway, ever, ever. Corona or no corona, you've never edited a day in your life. You don't even turn off the lights in the studio like you're supposed to. So shut up. Just stop it.
Duck damn.
You said you don't even push in your chair, son.
You don't. You don't even bring up water. You got one job. You don't even bring the water up.
You have one job. You have one job.
Why bring water when you can have the living water of Jesus Christ?
You're not even religious.
We don't even have water in the building anymore. I had to bring my own water from home in this purple ass water bottle here.
That is the most bitch made cup I've ever seen. And I wouldn't expect anybody else to have it other than you, Corey Blaze.
My only question is, it BPA free?
It probably isn't.
No. I want all the BPA. I pay for it.
That's facts, though. So, yeah, why are they not giving us BPA?
So the guy walks up and he wants to get closer to my car. And the first thing I'm thinking is, you already 6 feet away, bruh. I told him, I said, no, that's close enough. You all right. I can hear you.
What if he knew who you were and recognized you wanted a picture with you? You ever think about that?
He wanted an autograph.
There would have been no way because I had on dark sunglasses and a mask.
Bruh, so what did he say?
Your mud skin is recognizable outside.
Mud is not skin. Mud is coffee, you boob.
Yeah.
Mud coffee boob.
Mud coffee boob.
Hey, DT,
hopefully you're doing it. He's not.
I don't know what he's doing. He's leaning all the way in.
The dude was close enough. Why would he want to come closer? Why would you even ask to come closer? Just put the groceries in the car and let me move on with my life.
Maybe he had the Rona and he wanted to infect you.
Probably so, but I didn't allow him to come closer. What he wanted to do was hand me a list of the groceries that I didn't get, because this particular grocery store that I ordered from, they don't tell you that their items are out of stock, like Walmart does. Walmart lets you know right up front before you even place your order that those items are not available at the store that you've chose. This particular grocery store, which I will not frequent, not yet one more again, did not tell me. I ordered $90 worth of groceries. Footnote, my son is home. So don't think, DA, that I was just ordering $90 worth of groceries for myself. I saw that look in your eyes, you little rat bastard.
I was going to say, what is that, one meal for you, Corey?
That is one dinner at Hula's Modern Tiki, which, by the way, does have takeout services. I thought I'd share that. So I ordered $90 worth of groceries, and guess how much I ended up getting, little D?
How much, like $45?
$30.
$42 worth of groceries.
Boom,
then I didn't even know until I got there. That's what sucked. They didn't even send me Walmart, and Walmart's a proud partner of the show. Even if I put an order in through the Walmart app and it says that it's in stock, a couple of hours before I'm set to go pick up my order, they send me an email and say, hey, sorry, we thought these were going to be available, but they're not. Would you like a substitute, or would you like us to just remove it from your list?
So question, Corey, when you order that stuff from the store that you're not saying, was it the same day, or did you place it like days in advance?
It took me, I placed the order on Friday of last week.
Okay.
And didn't get a pickup time until Wednesday this week.
Follow up question to his question. Do they reimburse you because you pay for it beforehand, right?
Yes.
No. So how do you get comes back for what you didn't get?
Well, see, this is a point of consternation because I don't know, honestly.
A point of what?
Constipation. Hey. That's when you can't.
Oh, constipation. No. He said
consternation. What's consternation?
Not Lil D. He
conservation.
Said he said constipation.
No.
That's when you need some Similac to move the boo-boo down your guts.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Let's not use that word anymore.
I thought he said constellation.
A constellation?
Oh, the stars. I'm not. The stars are going to refund you.
I am doing this show with Joe Exotic Red Ass Baboon.
Oh, so conservation. Got it.
Oh, conservation is like what they're doing with the Carol Baskins.
No, not the Carol Baskins that are dead husband under the septic tank. No, that's not what I said.
What else pisses me off about Joe Exotic and Carol Baskins?
Damn it.
You are loud, bro.
What else? Carol Baskins doing the same thing Joe Exotic did, but just with less fun.
Yo, why are we still talking about Baskin Robbins?
I don't know. Corey brought it up. He's always talking about food.
We were talking about the Carl Burnett show having baskets on it. That's what we are. So stay on topic with the food store.
Who is Carol Burnett?
You are so young, you milk behind the ear tiger. So I forgot where I was. I can't stand y'all.
So they didn't send you an email.
So they didn't send me an email that the items that I ordered weren't going to be available, and I didn't learn it until the guy wanted to get too close to me to give me this 2-page list of items that I didn't get. The only reason why I went with this particular grocery store is because they had more meat items showing available on their website. I guess that because of the 5 days that was between the time that I ordered and the time that I picked up, I guess all the meat was gone.
Does this store have to do with, like, when I say you want a burger and...
Sometimes, little D, when I do go to Del Burger Taco, fries. I love to go to Del Taco because their tacos come with fries.
Oh.
Yeah, I love it. And I love their strawberry lemonade.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So yep. I was a little perturbed at that. So while he's loading up the 3 bags in my car, which should have been roughly 8 bags.
How were the bags?
What I loved about it is that they were paper bags, which was really cool. And I put them up on my Instagram because I can't remember the last time that I carried in a paper bag full of groceries.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I've been to your Instagram.
Thank you, DA. Appreciate that.
I can't remember the last time I had groceries.
Aww,
you're poor.
No, nobody loves you.
No, have you ever eat the booty leg groceries?
That's okay, thank you, Lizzo. That's not a Lizzo. Yeah. That's not a Lizzo song, is it?
It's not. And on that note, we're on a break.
I was picturing like Lizzo's cakes getting eaten.
On that note, we're on a break.
We still ain't finished this story, though.
Oh, God, little DA. You can gross me out from 500 miles away.
What are you drinking? Where do you live? Oh, you're at the studio.
For the 25,000th time, you jerk store. I'm here. You know, I'm going to post a picture up of what the Starship Enterprise looks like.
Don't post it on the Instagram. I won't see it.
We'll be right back after this, people. I hate you, Lizzo. I hate you, D.A.
Lizzo. I hate you, Lizzo.
No, you're about to call me Lizzo.
I hate you, Lizzo, too. I wasn't even ready. I wasn't even ready for the damn break.
I'm sorry.
No, D.A. was distracting me. All right, now we're going to go. We'll be right back after this, folks.
It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free. Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free and the show can grow so you get more. Go buy the bonus show. So go buy the bonus show. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shody. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a Joe Exotic by his toe. If he hollers, kill that hoe. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And the winner is D-Tay with your man bun. Tell him about Afterburn.
Guess I'm doing it 2 weeks in a row, fellas. I don't care because when you listen to Afterburn, I am there. Being unraw, uncut. Joe Exotic up the butt. What do you want? Yes, it's guts.
Ooh.
On Afterburn.
I like that.
All off the top of the dome. Don't go home unless you go ahead and subscribe to Afterburn. For fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. $3 to listen, $8 to watch.
Listen, Linda.
fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Well, see,
and
you,
burn somebody.
If you weren't my favorite, D.T., I wouldn't have called on you twice.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah. Expect to do it again next week.
What is unraw?
I'm unraw. That means I'm so raw that I have unrawed it. Like, I raw, uncut.
Like, if I say, yo, girl, let me hit it unraw, am I pulling out a condom?
Nah. Now, what you're doing is you ripping off the condom and the foreskin and the skin under that, and you're going unraw.
So the foreskin and the under foreskin.
Exactly. It's the level under raw.
Makes sense.
Unraw.
You cleared that for you?
No. It's crystal.
For your face.
Hey, clear as mud.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you much. Check out Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com. An episode just dropped yesterday at midnight and it was hilarious. What's up, little D?
Can I ask you guys a question before you finish your story about the kid at the car?
My story's done. Go ahead.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Thank you for paying attention. I appreciate that.
I'm on a delay.
Clearly.
You know that thing that comes on when you're listening to your radio and it comes on real loud, like,
Yeah, the public service announcement warning.
why the hell are they doing that now? Because this is actually a public, this is actually a service warning. Shouldn't that be actually?
Because, little D, how weird would it sound to you be driving in your car and all you hear is, please wash your hands, you sick son of a bitch. Please wash your hands. This is not a test. Your hands are gross. People are dying. Please wash your hands.
No.
This is a message from Beyonce.
Shut up, Doug. Damn.
Damn.
I'm so lost. I wish I had been.
You put the damn on it?
DA, I got a balloon. I bought a balloon for you. I'm going to blow it up for you.
I don't know why I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I don't know why either. Lil D, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, because this is actually one of those times where they should use it. But say to get your ass in the damn house.
But those, for what, though?
Those are for, those warnings are more for imminent danger. Like, you know, the...
Oh, what is this?
Like, the Vikings are coming, or there's nukes being launched.
Oh, Corona's coming, sir.
Corona ain't coming. It's here. Boat. Bitch is here.
Yeah, and it's killing folks.
Did this mud man just say that the Vikings are coming?
He did say that.
Did the Cardinals release their schedule or something?
We might be under attack of the Vikings. You never know.
You never know. There is a lot of water around Arizona.
We didn't think that there was going to be a... We didn't think that half the world was going to be killed by a bat's ass drop either. And that's clearly what's happening right now.
So there's some conspiracies around this. Are we at war with China? Is this a deliberate disease that they've unleashed on the American citizens to kill us?
But the thing is, it's not on the American citizen. It's been all over the world.
Yeah, but, I mean, I was just on corona.help, even though Corey said it's not a sanctioned CDC website. I trust it. There's 245,000 cases of the corona. Next up is Italy with 115,000 cases. If you're trying to kill white people, you're going to kill them in Italy, in the U.S.
But the thing is, Italy, the moment they had this outbreak, they shut everything down and self-quarantine.
Immediately.
And guess what? It's going down.
Yeah.
You have jagaloons. Sorry for stealing your word, Corey.
That's okay.
Going down to Florida complaining that they can't get their drink on because the bars are closed. There's people still not taking this seriously enough. That's why the curve haven't been flattened.
That's why we also need Beyonce to put something up on her social media.
She don't take it seriously enough. She's still wearing makeup.
That's
Yo,
true.
If Beyonce dropped a video of her like butt booty naked washing her hands, what would you think would happen, Corey?
I think that the coronavirus would cease to exist because Beyonce is clearly some type of magical witch.
Maybe. Whoa, calm down now. Maybe Beyonce hasn't released anything or said anything because the moment she does, it's going to break the internet and we can't do our show.
I will tell you this. Are you trying to say, DA, that this coronavirus thing is starting to serve some conspiracies?
Oh, it's been serving conspiracies. Like what was behind it? The slow rollout of the response.
A lot of that has to do with the fact that the slow rollout in this country was because there was a department that was enacted in a previous administration that was dismantled.
Yeah. However,
and then the current administration was also briefed on that pandemic response team, and the current administration didn't see fit, according to some reports, that group should be around, and that's why it was slow to roll out.
AK-47 just said something that I was actually leading to. So way to step on the lead, AK-47.
Yeah, Doug, you know how to do that very well, don't you?
Event 201. I want you gentlemen to look that up.
I'm not looking that up.
Event 201. It was emergency, kind of like a protocol that they did back in October, November, about this exact same situation. They even called it the coronavirus. They had fake newscast showing the devastation that it's caused. And it's basically showing what we're going through right now. And this was back in October, November.
Why we need to look at what we're going through that reenactment when we're living it right now?
Because it shows that people, when I say people, the elites of the world that I'm control listening. Things, that they plan all of this out. Nothing is done just by happenstance, that they plan this out.
That is fake news.
Yeah, it definitely is.
The event 201 was fake news. You got to watch the video.
Okay, we also had the Simpsons that have put up a whole lot of stuff that came true too. Does that also mean that Homer Simpson is going to be hiding in the bushes when I leave my house?
Ain't nobody hiding in your bushes, Corey.
I know, isn't it?
But you don't have bushes.
But some cats.
I don't have
some
bushes.
Some cats might be in your bushes. Yes.
And all, ladies and gentlemen, heads up. It's spring, so you know what that means. A new litter of kittens.
No, they might die. The corona might kill them. Can corona kill
animals? Animals aren't affected.
Animals aren't affected. God, well, we haven't shown that animals, it hasn't been proven that animals are not affected. I back to the Instagram, DA, off of your conspiracy theorist hoax. And how, are you guys, any of you familiar, and I probably know the answer to this already, any of you familiar with Leslie Jordan?
No. Never heard of him or her.
Isn't she the...
No, it's a guy.
Oh.
Are you familiar with the Will and Grace show?
Dang, he old as hell. I know him. He wasn't on Will and Grace. He was on that show with the black guy in the nursing home in Tucson.
That helped.
The cool kids.
No, is anybody familiar with Leslie Jones?
Yes, Leslie Jordan.
Leslie Jordan. He is the short little gay southerner guy from Will and Grace. That's the most notable thing that I have. If you have not perused his Instagram, check out his Instagram. He is killing it with these daily, sometimes hourly posts of him just being bored out of his mind. And it is the funniest thing ever. I started following him about a week and a half ago, and he had like 346,000 followers at the time. He just crested over 1 million followers because he is killing it with his coronavirus chronicles that he's putting up on his Instagram page. If you're a fan of Will and Grace or whatever that show is that DA mentioned, check out Leslie Jordan's Instagram page.
Ooh, the light bulbs came on.
Oh boy, so I heard it.
Does can you make comments as he's doing it live? Like,
he doesn't do it live, he just posts them up and then you can make comments afterwards. You don't have Instagram, little D. How are you questioning?
Because I'm gonna say, you guys should put Fat Guy Radio Show on a thing.
Oh, here we go. Lil D having another idea for more work for me.
Hey, and Lil D, you missing out. There's a lot of people that's DJing on their Instagram lives right now that are killing it.
I heard. I want to get on there, but lady doesn't want me to.
Why? Because you don't follow too many bitches?
Probably.
She needs to follow me.
But do it on your Facebook Live.
I've done it Saturday or Sunday. Did you guys catch it?
No.
They kicked me off, though, after like an hour.
Yeah, Instagram won't kick you off. They're doing Scott Storch and Manny Fresh had the dopest beat battle yesterday.
Yep.
Did I send you that link, DJ?
You did.
Yeah, see, I was going by. I was sending people. I was like, oh, you got to watch this.
Yeah, you should try streaming it on your Instagram. Just like when I went outside and I put a picture up of a video of a helicopter hovering over my house for like an hour. And I put it up on my Instagram page. And then like 25 people ended up sending me a message saying, do you do realize that that helicopter was up there because there was a police involved shooting on the other side of the 101? And I felt like, thank you, DA, DT, that's 7204. And I felt like a complete jerk. Egg. Wait, on my face.
You can't say a-hole?
Yeah, you can.
You can't. You can say asshat. You just can't say the actual...
Oh, I can say an ass hat, but not an ass ground with a space of blackness in it.
Exactly. So I put the video up on my Instagram page.
The CDC be tripping.
And the CDC has nothing to do with the radio show, you idiot.
Who is it? Who is
it
then?
It's not the CDC.
Who is it then?
It's FDR, bro.
Yeah, it's Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Is that the one that be cross-dressing?
Nah, he's the one in the wheelchair.
Oh, the one that couldn't stand.
Yeah, but his thing still works.
Why is he in a wheelchair?
Hey, Corey, I can see you in the hover round, man. Don't be laughing and shaking your head.
All right, this ain't Wally, but we'll get there.
It's the FCC.
Yeah.
Dumb Joe Exotic. You are the Negro Joe Exotic, bruh.
I'll take it.
You got money, huh?
Go kill that woman. All right, so I felt bad because I put that video up of the helicopter hovering above my house. And when I went outside, My little fella, AJ says, you are not black enough to be going outside, running outside, wondering why a helicopter is hovering above. We don't have that happen in my neighborhood. But I ran out there, I put it up on Instagram, and then I felt bad because a cop died.
See? Not just any cop, wow. It was a commander.
Yeah, the commander got shot up in the faces.
Dang, and you out here complaining about the helicopter trolling.
The helicopter was up there for a long time, and my neighborhood is normally very quiet. It's extremely quiet now.
That was by your neck in the woods.
Yeah, and I heard they were searching for Beyonce because she didn't post anything about washing her hands.
she didn't. Mm-hmm. And that probably explains why Walmart is seeing an increased sales on shirts and tops, but no bottoms. Because everybody's working from home now. All you got to do is just put on a shirt. You don't need to wear drawers and pants.
You got to get dressed, though.
I'm naked now. from the bottom down.
That's exactly what it is, dude. I'm not kidding you. CNN, DA's source of income, a source of news, is reporting that Walmart is seeing increased sales for tops, not bottoms, during the coronavirus crisis. Everybody's,
would you rather be the top or the bottom? This is a question. Just throwing it out there. Walmart wants to know.
Walmart does not want to know. That was a weird segue into that story. So I'm going to go ahead and back out of that real quick, like the Kool-Aid man breaking into the wrong house.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So nevertheless, DA, to answer your question.
What was my question?
No.
What was my question?
I don't know. We're limping to the finish line here because the show's been all over the place. I haven't been able to accomplish one thing.
Well, it's 8:16, so we can start the wrap up.
I agree. That's a very good idea. You know what?
So we're going to unraw this thing, is what you're saying?
No.
And let me ask you guys a question.
Sure, we'll entertain a question at the end of the show.
So people can know. Are we going to, how do we know they're going to be in our bank account? So they said they're going to throw it in our bank account. How would we know?
If you paid online and like your taxes and everything, you asked to receive a direct deposit, they'll direct deposit those into your accounts. Payments aren't supposed to go out to like mid-April from what I've read. If you haven't filed for 2018 or 2019, then you need to file for one of those to even qualify for it. Also, if you don't have, if you didn't get permission for the direct deposit, they'll be sending out live checks.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't even know we're getting paid.
Translation. Well, they send us a letter. Translation, little D. You're not getting nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Can we get some kind of confirmation?
You're not going to get confirmation.
Letter in the mail say, hey, check there.
You know what? This is one of those situations where it's going to be believe it when I see it.
Hold up. My question is, little D is saying, can I get confirmation that 12... Actually, you getting more, because for a married couple, it's $2,400 for the couple plus $500 for each child. You got 16 kids.
Yeah.
But little D is literally saying, hey, I need confirmation. My bank account is so big, I'm not going to notice an instant jump.
I am so proud of you, little D. I'm so proud of you, little D. I could poo. Yeah.
I like that. I hate you, but I like that.
I went to ball hard, but...
Send me one of the 500 bro. From the kids.
Toot, I'm just saying, bro. Toot.
Hey,
all those times where I tried to get you from doing the nasty and making all them babies, you know what? The coronavirus gonna make it pay off.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this backwards ass show. Started limping from the gate, and you know what? We ended it on a stretcher. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Help support our small but mighty enterprise by shopping today. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We are on the aforementioned Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the DA Andrew.
Holla.
DJ and Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.
Pistol Pete's Pizza.
Hey. Pistol Pete's Pizza.
Pistol Pete's Pizza.
That is so old school, bro.
Right?
I don't know where that's from.
That's...